91X News.
It's 20 degrees and mainly sunny at 4 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Sabrina MacDonald. A Tyendinaga man was stopped by OPP on Tuesday and charged with impaired driving. The 28-year-old was pulled over at 2 a.m. on Highway 62 in Central Hastings. Police say he was over the legal alcohol limit and will appear in provincial court. During yesterday's Sisters in Spirit Vigil in Kingston, one of the main topics was the national inquiry into missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls. Daria Baiguziva has more.
On December 8, 2015, the Government of Canada launched a national inquiry to address high rates of violence that Indigenous women and girls are exposed to. The work started on the 1st of September 2016. The government will engage with survivors and family members of the victims and will probe what are the systematic causes behind the violence. Eleanor Hans, whose daughter Nicole was killed 13 years ago, has high hopes for the inquiry.
My hope is when the inquiry is over, many recommendations will be made to stop the deaths of these Indigenous women and girls.
On the other side, Jolie Brandt, Aboriginal Women's Outreach Counselor at Kingston Interval House, is concerned that no real actions are going to be undertaken.
And maybe they'll continue to push forward in this inquiry and not just be all talk, right? And that's my concern, right? So far it's all talk and we're going to give this many millions and, you know, they say this all out there and the news and, you know, and then nothing happens.
Daria Baiguziva, QNET News, Belleville.
Local elementary schools are taking part in Water Month. Suzanne Chalasta is the principal of Sterling Public School. She talks about the ultimate goal that their school has for Water Month.
I think one of the big goals is, of course, initially that the students are actually learning reinforcing that water is a drink of choice. But also then after the month is over, we want to be able to see that it continues. So we are excited about what we'll do this month, but we know the real impact will be what happens after and if the students continue to use that and make water the drink of choice. That's kind of our big ultimate goal.
30 schools in Hastings and Prince Edward County are participating in Water Month this October. A Quebec judge has suspended Parc Martial's controversial pit bull bylaw until a legal challenge can be heard on the merits of the case. Superior Court Justice Louis J. Goulin ruled today the pit bull-related provisions in the bylaw will not be enforced pending further court arguments. Goulin extended a temporary order he issued earlier this week that was set to expire at 5 p.m. On Monday, the Montreal branch of the SPCA went to court seeking the suspension of several pit bull-related parts of the animal control bylaw, which came into effect that day. It argued that some of the bylaw's provisions are discriminatory, unreasonable, unenforceable, and will result in all pit bulls being penalized, regardless of their behavior. City Council voted last week in favor of the legislation, which included measures to prohibit new pit bulls on the territory of Montreal and place restrictions on those already there. An 85-year-old Calgary man accused of murdering his 80-year-old wife is to undergo a 30-day psychiatric assessment. Loved ones of Siegfried Van Zweden, who goes by Fred, wept and embraced each other as the senior entered a Calgary courtroom wearing a blue jumpsuit. Gordon Van Gunst has known Van Zweden and his wife Audrey for 15 years.
Audrey sheltered Fred from the world because they were, like I said, soulmates. They loved each other incredibly.
Van Gunst and his wife bought a sailboat business from the Van Zwedens, and the couple became like another set of parents to them. The governor of Florida says the state could be facing its biggest evacuation ever because Hurricane Matthew is threatening almost the entire Atlantic coast of the state. Governor Rick Scott says if there's a mandatory evacuation, people really need to leave their homes immediately.
If you made a decision not to leave, we cannot send someone to risk their life to save yours. You must leave before it's too late.
Forecasters says Florida hasn't been hit by a storm this powerful in more than a decade. The songwriter who wrote the Michael Jackson classic Thriller, as well as the rhythm and blues standard Always and Forever, has died. Rod Temperton died of cancer in London last week at 66. Temperton started his career in the disco band Heatwave and collaborated with Aretha Franklin, Herbie Hancock, Anita Baker, and many others. This is Heatwave performing Always and Forever.
Always and forever, each moment with you. is just like a dream to me that somehow came true. And I know tomorrow will still be the same, 'cause we've got a life of love that won't ever change. And every day, love me your own special way, melt all my heart.
Another one of pop's biggest stars is taking a break.
Tell me what you want.
What Demi Lovato wants is to be left alone. She writes on Twitter that next year she's taking a break from music and the spotlight, adding, quote, "I am not meant for this business and the media." Asked by a fan if she's coming back, she replied she's not sure, that it doesn't feel worth it anymore, and she'd rather do charity work. It seems Lovato's burnt out after some public battles, including one calling out Taylor Swift as not being empowering for women. Lovato's break comes after Selena Gomez announced she was taking time off to deal with lupus-related depression. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
That's QNET News on 91X to 4:05 p.m. Sports is next.
If you run a business, the next 30 seconds will be very valuable. Through Loyalist Community Employment Services, you can access government money and invest it into your workforce. It's called the Canada Ontario Job Grant. To help cover training costs, you could receive up to $10,000 in government support per employee. Apply at Loyalist Community Employment Services.
Funding provided by the Government of Canada. Delivered by the Government of Ontario.
Loyalist Community Employment Services. Start here. Dundas Street, Belleville. Right beside Pinnacle.
Good afternoon. I'm Sabrina MacDonald with QNET Sports. The Loyalist Lancers women's rugby team has withdrawn from the Ontario Colleges Athletic Association 2016 season. Jim Buck, athletic director for Loyalist College, said he made the decision and informed the team Tuesday night around 6. Buck says that the reason for withdrawing the team stems from the slew of injuries the team has been dealing with.
Whatever could go wrong went wrong with the injuries, and like I said, they're severe injuries and to some really experienced players.
The Lancers were scheduled to play the top-ranked Fleming Knights tomorrow night. However, due to poor attendance and previously sustained injuries, Buck feels it would have yielded a poor result.
I said we only dressed 15 or 16 on the weekend, and I suspect if we would have struggled to have dressed that many tomorrow night to play Fleming, who's the number one team, my suspicion would have been that we would have suffered more injuries in that game, and then we wouldn't have had enough to field a team.
The team has been withdrawn for this season, and their future remains uncertain in the following years. New York Yankees pitcher C.C. Sabathia will have surgery on his troublesome right knee. The 36-year-old left-hander pitched with a brace on the knee this year. He went 9-12. But his 3.91 earned a run average was his lowest since 2012. Commissioner Rob Manfred says Major League Baseball has noticed the healthy appetite for baseball in Montreal with strong crowds at preseason series the last 3 years.
This is a demonstration of local support. The mayor has been a tremendous advocate for returning baseball to Montreal, and I think it's the kind of market that we see as potentially successful for our sport. The idea of a broader international footprint, another team in Canada, is also appealing to us.
The Toronto Blue Jays are going to Texas to play in the American League Division Series. Edwin Encarnacion cracked a 3-home run in the 11th inning to give the Blue Jays a 5-2 walk-off victory over the Baltimore Orioles. That clinched the AL wild card and earned Toronto a ticket into the American League's Final Four. Jays catcher Russell Martin says winning the wild card game has a special feeling.
It's like you're thrown into a game 7 right off the bat. So it's do or die scenario, and we didn't die. So I'm definitely happy about that. You know, we get to fight another day.
Baseball playoff action continues tonight with the National League wildcard game. The New York Mets host the San Francisco Giants, with the winner facing the Chicago Cubs in an NL Division Series. Troubled heavyweight boxing champion Tyson Fury says he's been binging on cocaine and alcohol to deal with manic depression. The British boxer has not fought since beating Vladimir Klitschko in November 2015 to claim the WBA, WBO, and IBF titles. Fury spoke of his personal demons in a recent interview with Rolling Stones magazine. The Edmonton Oilers have made Connor McDavid the youngest captain in NHL history. McDavid will serve as the franchise's team captain despite being 19 years and 266 days old and having just 45 games of NHL experience under his belt. He had 16 points and 32 assists in his rookie season in 2015-16, despite missing much of the season with a broken collarbone. The native of Newmarket, Ontario, will follow in the footsteps of previous Edmonton captains, including Wayne Gretzky and Mark Messier. McDavid previously served as a captain of the Ontario Hockey League's Erie Otters and Team North America at the World Cup of Hockey. The team also announced that Milan Lucic, Jordan Eberle, and Ryan Nugent-Hopkins will serve as alternate captains. The NHL has suspended Los Angeles Kings forward Tanner Pearson for the remainder of the preseason and two regular season games for an illegal check to the head of Edmonton Oilers defenseman Brandon Davidson. The illegal hit occurred in the second period of Sunday's preseason game in Vernon, BC. Pearson was assessed a match penalty for illegal check to the head and game of misconduct. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville is a mix of sun and cloud with fog patches dissipating this afternoon. High of 21 and a UV index of 5 or moderate. Tonight is partly cloudy with a low of 13. Tomorrow is mainly cloudy and clearing early in the afternoon with a high of 22 and a humidex of 27. At 4:11, it's 20 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Sabrina MacDonald. News on 91X, next at 5.